Lecture 43, Mobile Bay and Atlanta.
With this lecture, we return to the military front. After having taken a look at prisoners and prisoners of war last time, we're coming into the summer and autumn of 1864. We'll begin with an overview of the strategic situation at that stage of the conflict, reiterating some themes that we've raised before about how critical a time this was for the Union. Then we will look again at David Glasgow Farragut's capture of Mobile Bay in early August, this time with our emphasis on the political implications of that success. And we'll close with the Siege of Atlanta and the immense importance of Sherman's eventual victory there over John Bell Hood and the Army of Tennessee. Let's start with a look at what was at stake in the summer of 64. The two sides braced in July and moving into August for what would prove to be some of the most critical military operations of the conflict. The North had to have victories. Lincoln understood that. As I've said before, Northern public morale, civilian morale, bottomed out in the summer of 1864 in July and August. Lincoln knew that without victories, the Republican Party almost certainly would not be successful in the elections that coming November. The Northern people had been severely tested. They'd been tested by the casualties from the Overland campaign, and they had been tested because their high hopes from March and April of 1864 had been dashed by Grant's failure to defeat Lee decisively or capture Richmond, by Sherman's failure to capture Atlanta, and by the really wretched performances of Benjamin Butler below Richmond, of Nathaniel P. Banks out west, and of Union forces in the Shenandoah Valley. All of that bad news that we've talked about. And they also read in their newspapers that Mobile Bay remained in Confederate hands, and blockade runners moved in and out of it. It seemed to be one place that the United States military had not been able to seal off. Grant had wanted to, as we've seen before, way back in the aftermath of Vicksburg, but it hadn't happened yet. What Grant hoped to do in Virginia was keep Lee pinned down while Sherman captured Atlanta and then marched into the Confederate interior and began to apply the strategy of exhaustion. In the meantime, Grant started another force into the Shenandoah Valley. We mentioned this briefly before, under General David Hunter. Grant wanted Hunter to begin to lay waste to sections of the Shenandoah Valley. Hoped that Hunter would also cut the rail lines that connected Lee's army in eastern Virginia with the logistical heartland of the Shenandoah Valley. On the Confederate side, it was apparent that the November elections might have enormous impact in terms of how the rest of the war played out. The Confederates knew their backs were against the wall. They knew that both Richmond and Atlanta were in extreme danger. But they also knew, and they said this repeatedly in newspapers and in their diaries and letters, if we can just hold on in Richmond and Atlanta, if we can avoid defeats, that will be terrible for the Republicans. We don't have to win victories at these cities. What we need to do is hold the Yankees off in these two key arenas, and the Democratic Party might turn that into political success in November. And if the Democrats win, believe many Confederates, there might be a chance for a negotiated peace. Nobody knows. Nobody knew for certain what would happen, but that's what they believed. That is what they were hanging their hopes on as they moved through the summer and into the fall. Most Confederates had a solid belief in Lee's ability to hold Grant at bay. They didn't really worry about that. What they did worry about was Atlanta. As one young officer in Lee's army put it, Lee certainly will hold firm, but Atlanta has become the vital point. The vital point, he said, that was the place that could undo the Confederates if something bad happened at Atlanta. Well, let's start with the first good news that the Northern people received in this awful summer of 1864. That good news came from the Gulf, and it came from David Glasgow Farragut. We've touched on this before, but I think it's important to mention it here. This had been a prize long sought. There'd been a number of reasons why the Union had not been able to capture Mobile Bay.